What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle Hollis Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
No DC. Two episodes again, man. DC, bro. Second write-up.
Second. Oh, man. Two strikes. I didn't even get two strikes. Every time I'm going to bring it up. I got fired straight off of the jump. I know two strikes, nothing.
All listen, right. Bro, you all were right, new. Nah. We were going through some things. We didn't know what to do at first.
90-day policy, bro.
Right. Bro. I got a non-compete.
Oh, my God, man. We got Ed back here with us, man.
I'm about to start my own thing.
We got Ed back with us, man. Appreciate you for coming for this one. So let me make sure I say this right, though. We got bad blood predictions.
There it is.
All right.
Oh, you got it right.
Thank God. I was saying recap. I don't know
why.
He
was trying to recap something like we can see into the future.
No, listen, bro. Listen, I went to Southside, so that big word prediction was kicking my ass today, man.
So what's my excuse for going to Elmhurst? Well, we was always predicting someone getting arrested, so never mind.
Recap was just easy today.
Right, right.
Oh, man. But we just giving out the predictions today, man. I'm going to let Manny lead it, man.
You want me to lead it? Okay, we can start out with the Women's World Championship match. We got Liv Morgan against mommy herself, Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, man, we got our boy Dom held up in the chicken coop.
Right? Man, hey, so he did Impulsive with an interview, and you know they wanted to hang him from the rafters.
Dude, I'm totally in. During the Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I would.
They wanted to scarecrow this kid. Like, not put him in a shark cage, like, literally hang him from, like, a title.
Put him in a bucket. Put him in a bucket above the ring.
First off, that just give me anxiety, just looking at something like that.
Imagine those two, like, shaking him.
I'm like, listen, y'all know y'all are not good with stuff that's hanging, humans hanging. No,
that's true.
Turn him into Chelsea Green.
Oh, my God. Whoa. What did she do? Like. Who? Or just flew. I'm Chelsea Green.
Oh, she got tossed out of the ladder. She looked down and was like, I'm going.
I
and
love
just tucked
it.
Up.
Tucked her head.
Man, actually, I replay after the last podcast, JD Madonna. I had to watch that again.
Oh.
About with him falling off the ladder at Russell. Yeah. Oh, man, I loved it still. I was like, yo, that was a dope fall.
When they were showing the RKO off the top of the cage, that man has taken. So we did a Judgment Day podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
This man did all of the bumps for Judgment Day.
Dude, that's his job in the Judgment Day.
So yeah.
You take the moves, brother.
Well, he's got the biggest head, so yeah, why facts. Not?
I was like, there's no concussion protocol with that dude.
I'm like, Devitt was like, or Balor was like, hey, man, come join this cool club. He's like, yeah, what's my job?
We'll tell you details later.
Yeah, you catch it? I caught it. I caught that.
The Devitt?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've talked about this. We've discussed this. I got to take Liv. I can't see them taking the title off of Liv because she's on a momentum train.
Yeah, I don't see Liv losing the championship right now. Plus, it's always better when you're turning somebody from a heel to a babyface, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they got to have the chase. That's what makes the payoff so good. So, you know, Rhea still has to keep chasing it. Like, the Dom thing was cool at WrestleMania, and then she lost Dom.
Oh, yeah.
But the championship, that's the exclamation point.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you that both of y'all are saying, like, this reign is over with Rhea having the belt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, maybe I'm just a person that just doesn't want to get rid of. I just want to see her with the belt again just to see what else can we do with her. Or I'm looking for a longer title reign again. I mean, she already held it for a year, but oh no, I just like the fact with her with the belt.
She looks good with the belt, but I think she looks better chasing someone with the belt.
For sure.
I mean, I'm glad she's not chasing Charlotte anymore.
That might be my problem the whole time, because it was like always seemed like she was chasing Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I'm used for her chasing and getting the belt. So maybe she does need a break from just being the top dog.
I think Liv elevates the title in a different way than what Rhea did because, you know, she's, like I said, she's a tease. She's out there to draw people's attention.
She's a cheater, man.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, well, with her, I feel like I'm getting definitely a home record. No, yeah, that's the person you don't bring to mom. But I feel like, well, she doesn't defend it what I was expecting.
Does she need to, though?
But that's what you want, right? Like, that's what you want.
You want
your heel champion. You want that person that, like, man, like, when are you going to defend this belt? And so when they do.
When I want to.
Yeah, when I want to. So when they get forced into that moment, you're like, this is it. It's going to happen. So I think that by having her go over in this match against Rhea with Dom in the cage, right? Mm-hmm. Where it seems like all of the odds are stacked against her, and she somehow sneaks out of it with the win.
Right.
It just elevates that feeling more of like, damn it, like, I really don't want you to have that.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of set up with, you know, with Rhea, because you can't. Rhea's just, that's a big bitch.
Yeah.
No, facts.
She'll kill her. So to have her, like, in a, you know, they're not going to have a 50-50 match. She would just destroy Liv.
Yeah.
So you got to have Liv win, but it's got to be in, like, these sneaky sort of underhanded ways to keep the story going.
Now, how do y'all feel about Dom being in the chicken coop up top?
I think it's great. So, real quick. So, Rhea's extremely bigger than Liv, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Rhea's only 5'7"?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Man, all right, man. I'm about to go to the doctor this weekend because that's some bull.
Yeah. So, when you say that, I'm like, yeah, she will completely destroy her. But that's like you and me wrestling.
Yeah, she's not at tall. Rhea's not. She's married to Buddy Murphy.
And he's only 5'8".
Yeah.
5'9".
He's
knock me, buddy. I'm about to
go for my dirty tryout now.
But, right.
No, you said Buddy 5'. Oh, I got a match for you.
Let me fact check this real quick.
No, I'm going to the doctor on Monday. Just to, like, hey, I need you. I'm here for my hike. That's
never
all.
Never mind. He's 5'11". I lied. he don't look like it.
Thanks for ruining me right now. Oh,
he's 5'11"
man.
Tall. He's also like 4.5 feet
thanks.
Wide. That dude is a
giant. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
He's got a pterodactyl wingspan.
Yeah.
But anyways.
No, you just ruined my life right now. I'm thinking I'm at the same height as Buddy right now. I'm like, oh, I'm tall, yeah, man.
5'7".
Damn it.
Yeah. So does Dom get out? I think Dom is going to weasel his way out of that cage.
Oh, for sure. You can't have him.
He's like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
It's a throwback to the Eddie and Ray sort of thing that we all wanted to see. We wanted to see a little Dom hanging from
that would have just added to all the stuff we look back on, like the Undertaker having Stephanie McMahon hung up. We would have been looking at this now. I'm like, yo, y'all are crazy.
Y'all are wild.
I'm sure.
The brood bloodbaths and stuff.
I'm sure Vince is like, come on.
Right.
On, Vicky, I don't
know.
Come on.
I know Vince is at the house right now. Come on, let's hang Dom to Hunter. Hunter.
This is my last wish.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Hunter.
Hey. And Netflix just told all my business. I need you to mess this up. Distract them.
He's definitely going to get out.
I think so, too. I think he's going to have a little key in his pocket, you know, like any inmate has.
I mean, he's an expert prisoner.
Exactly. You know, he's been behind bars before.
Did some tough time, man.
A whole 13 hours, but
man,
he did hard time.
Did longer than me. I haven't been in jail yet.
All right, so are you taking Rhea, or are you going to ride the wave?
For the love, I'm going to go for Rhea on this one.
Oh, man.
I know. Don't let her win. Do not. Y'all going to hear from me.
If she wins, it's going to be like that that last PLE where you got almost every match right.
Which one was that?
Was that Royal Rumble?
Was it? No, it couldn't have been, because Royal Rumble was a little
bit
shorter.
I think it was WrestleMania.
I think WrestleMania was my time.
Yeah, night one. Drew got one match wrong.
Dang.
Might have been the championship.
Yeah.
I think I probably went for Cody. And,
yeah,
knowing me.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was...
No, it had to be Cody and Rock. If we're going off first night, knowing myself, I probably like, yeah, man, Cody.
Yeah,
Cody. Skip it.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because you picked Cody and.
Yeah, I need to start.
Yeah.
Check my pride next year.
So next we got the singles match, the squash match, the match to, you know, finally see who the real leader of Judgment Day was, and Finn Balor and Damian Priest.
Who are you going with?
So we talked about this. I want Damian to win,
mm-hmm.
but you can't have both of the Terror Twins
losing.
But I see them both losing. And I think we get that original, you know, Prince Devitt, Finn Balor, you know, that grimy prince that we used to see, because they changed his music. They changed his Titantron and everything. It's black and white. So are we going to see a little bit of red thrown back in there now? Are we going to get that old, you know, back to what he used to be?
I want Finn Balor to win, right? Because I want Finn Balor to get back to when he was running with the big dogs at the top of the roster.
Yeah.
When he was winning the Universal Championship. He's the first Universal Champion.
Yeah, first ever.
Well, that was for like a day, wasn't it?
And I don't
13
think,
hours.
You know, if they have Damian, Damian Priest goes over, like, it doesn't hurt Finn Balor. It doesn't necessarily hurt. It doesn't help Damian.
Right.
Like, he's on this wave now. Like, the people are behind him. Like, it's a baby face. But yeah, with Finn winning, oh, man, he's got to look dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially if he's the new leader of the Judgment Day. Like, if he's just there to take the pin and lose, like,
yeah.
So
how important is he?
Yeah, I don't think Damian needs – I think the loss for Damian will actually help him.
For sure.
More than it will in winning it.
I'd rather see Finn right now because, I mean, Damian losing, I don't see – what's the next thing for Damian after he wins? Now I'm looking at Finn. If he loses, I'm like, there's nothing. I don't care if he has the tag team belts. I want to see Finn back at the top. Because, yep. Like I said, that reign is BS. A lot of people got their shot back at the title after Energy, and we haven't seen him get that big title opportunity. Heck, I've seen a big opportunity from, was it 2 years ago, him and Edge?
Yep.
Yep.
I just seen that as... That was a great match, but you lost. And I was pissed about it because I was like, I thought he should have won that one.
And he hasn't had a push like that since he won the Universal title.
Mm-hmm. No. I want to see the guy that had and beat AJ Styles, you know,
exactly.
When they had their one-on-one match, and then the guy that got to go up against Lesnar.
Yeah.
And Finn Balor faced Lesnar, and even though he lost, like, again, that was one of the better Lesnar matches that year.
Right.
So, yeah, I want Finn Balor to win.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think I said. Also, this is a little bit off subject. So, are they settling with the name Street Trash, or was that just a shirt they was wearing?
That was just a shirt they were wearing.
Okay, I was about to be pissed. I was like, y'all really went with that.
Man, I think my name is pretty dope. I've been calling them the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys?
Yeah, because that's what it feels like, you know?
They do have a kind of like a Lost Boy. If anyone's lost, it's Carlito.
Boy.
Go back. Hey. Oh, okay.
By the way, Carlito, super cool guy. Again.
No, 100%. Probably is.
I got some homework for you. Go back and listen to our Judgment Day podcast, and then we'll talk about Carlito.
it just don't make no sense. You know, I'm about to give me rant about
it. It makes so much. It makes zero sense, which is why it works, because he does not fit. And it's hilarious.
He is the yin to R-Truth Yang.
For sure.
In the Judgment Day.
Jesus. All right. Yeah, I'm about to say, he is a Sami Zayn of Judgment Day.
Oh, God.
And, well, he's not that funny. No, he's not Sami Zayn funny.
Yeah, he's not. That's not
cool.
Funny,
but no, that's
funny.
Not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. All right, so next. Actually, this is the match that I want to watch. I think this is the people's match. The Hell in a Cell match between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. The match to end it all, according to... Adam Pearce.
This is fun. I think I've been waiting for for the story to exactly end. I think I was always curious about how they're going to end
it. How they're going to culminate it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, Bad Blood, Hell in a Cell. I was like, yo, I like this way better than like a WrestleMania. Don't end this at WrestleMania. Yeah. End this right here. The title of the... of the PBL.
PLE?
PLE.
You want me to speak for you? And,
damn, you might have to.
Just give me a
I'm glad we don't got captions right now. They're like, yo, Drew's speaking another language.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we have, like, a really big Hell in a Cell match at a previous Bad Blood, like, back in the day?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, was it Undertaker? Was it Undertaker and Kane?
Undertaker and Kane. Yeah. That was at the first Bad Blood, if I remember correctly.
I think this one.
No, wait. Talking about, I think that might have been Mankind and Undertaker and Kane finally. No, I take that back. When did Kane come? I remember him ripping the cell.
Look, hold on. Let me. That wasn't.
Undertaker and Kane definitely had a Hell in a Cell match. You're talking about when he made his debut against Mankind. Yeah. When Undertaker was in Hell in a Cell against Mankind.
Oh, wow.
Damn it, man. That's some history.
I just found the card, so let me. Now you got me curious. Here we go.
I'm about to say, Dedrick can edit this part.
Right?
That side.
Oh, so we're all wrong. It was Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
That's what it was.
I was going to say it, but so, I was like, no, I don't remember.
It was to determine the number one contender for the title. Mm. And that's when Shawn Michaels beat The Undertaker.
Yes.
Yep. And that was, if I remember correctly, that match stole the show. And I think that's what this match can do.
Well, I mean, Shawn Michaels is in it, so.
Yeah, it's
well,
showstopper. They don't call him that
for nothing. I'm ready for the match because also I'm like, I wonder how this is really about to turn out because it's like, you know, both these dudes is about to give they all in this one.
Do we get AJ Lee back?
No.
That would be wild, though.
No, it would be wild.
Stay away from the ring. No, that's what I'm like.
I think Punk goes over for sure. Because you're at this point now where, like, what else can you do, right? Like you were saying, like, with the story, like, where else do you go from here? So, and again, have Punk go over because he's, if you look at the actual record, how many times he's wrestled, it's been pretty slim since he actually debuted like a year ago.
Yep.
Survivor Series.
Almost.
So he needs this win more than Drew needs this win.
Yeah.
Drew, you know, we were talking about baby faces and heels. You can look at it from Drew's perspective and be like, man, he's being a dick right now.
Yeah.
But he's not in the wrong. You know what I'm saying?
He's not.
He's been screwed out of the title. Punk's been kind of on him and screwing him over. So, like,
I still think him being screwed over at WrestleMania was most legendary shit.
And you can go right back to that, you know what I'm saying, after this. Drew doesn't need this win, but Punk needs this win to seem like, again, a main event player.
Yeah. Yep. I think Punk wins, and it sets up that feud that we were supposed to get at WrestleMania.
With Rollins.
Yep, with Seth Rollins. And I think they're going to roll right into that because Rollins is out. He's, you know, doing whatever he's doing, movies or injuries or whatever it is.
Injured.
Is he injured?
I think he's healing.
Yeah. So, you know, and then they just roll straight into it, and they give us that match that we wanted at WrestleMania.
I'd be down for that.
So, what do you think, Drew?
I got to go with Punk, man.
Yeah.
Through all the bullshit. Even when he screwed him out of it, I thought, I was like, yeah, Punk about to lose this this rivalry. Nah. Every time I rewatch that moment, I'm just like, yeah. You had to get your payback for him just joking with you this whole time with your injuries and all that, taking the bracelet. Man, then you tucking it in.
And then he kissed the bracelet after he got it back from him. I thought that was the wildest shit.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking on that one. No, I really believe he just wasn't thinking. He was like, oh, damn, I forgot.
That's fair. That's fair. There's some under trunks in there. It's all right.
Let's hope that he didn't, you know, pull out both. And
Yeah.
I hope he was free balling. Man, make it worse
for his sake. I hope not.
Right.
Well, I won't take a bump when one of them bad boys pop out.
No, y'all shouldn't have been. Y'all shouldn't have been going this far with it.
Yo, side note, what do you think about this right here with the New Day fighting with Sorry, we won't talk about this. Never mind.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Give me heel Xavier Woods.
I'm sorry. I've been saying this forever. I want Rey Mysterio to unmask and wear the horns again.
Brother,
give me the dirty rascals.
I want an unmasked Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, bro, that was his wildest time of his life. Running around with the horns on, you know, grabbing his junk, you know.
The flannel with the top button on. Oh, yeah, give me
that. Y'all are horrible. I don't want to see that Rey. I just want to see the LWO gone. That's all.
He said, though, as long as he's in WWE, he's not taking off the mask.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, I think that's the only person in wrestling where we can just be like, man, dude, don't take the mask off.
Yeah.
Hey, please don't. Out of all the wrestlers, don't. We seen you with it off. We don't, I mean, he did a great job with the mask off. But now if he put it back on, I'm like, all right, cool. You look comfortable.
Right. Yeah, but a heel Woods,
yeah,
I'm ready for that.
Heel Xavier Woods, let's do it.
I'm ready for that. All right, our next one. The women's, I'll call it the SmackDown Women's Championship. With Nia Jax and Bayley.
I already know who I want to win, who I'm calling.
Nia Jax.
It's Nia, my girl Nia.
But I think she gets screwed.
All right. Damn it, man.
I didn't say she didn't lose the title.
Right.
I think she wins that match.
Yeah. I think she wins.
Here comes Tiffany.
And old Tiffy time.
Tiffy time. Tiffy time.
Oh, God. You know what? She does have the prettiest moonsault. I'm not going
to
lie.
Thank you. Okay. That's cool.
But when she starts doing it to the outside of the ring, I'm gonna ride you for it.
Why?
Why?
What? How?
Just look. I guarantee you, hers is gonna look just as shitty.
Go to the outside.
No.
Yeah, because he shits on Charlotte's outside of the ring moonsault all the time.
And yeah, because she misses. Oh. Like what?
So does Io Sky. But you don't be pointing her out.
I don't see a miss. I don't see a miss.
I didn't see it.
Right.
I don't see, man. I'm scared to go to it now.
I got Nia winning handily too.
Yeah.
And then Tiffy standing there and like accidentally tries to hit Bayley with the briefcase and just clobbers Nia and just looks at her like, all right.
Man, give me that. Give me that cash in. I want to see the Money in the Bank cash in mean something.
Oh,
To be honest with y'all, even with like speaking of Tiffy, I didn't think it was going to like be this fast. Like just her being in this spot. And then now we get in this point. I was like, you know something? I don't think I mind with her being the champion right now.
I seen it when she threw my girl off the ladder.
Chelsea?
Yeah. When she did that, I was like,
yeah,
I'm ready for this ride.
Man, poor Zach Ryder's wife.
Right. Hey, Repulsa used to take some bumps in Lucha Underground,
dude,
though.
She is getting her ass beat by people like...
By dudes.
By dudes.
Mm-hmm. Like Johnny Mundo hitting the
Johnny
Starship.
Johnny Mundo.
I've seen that.
Penta.
Yeah. When Penta hit that that Death Driver on
her. Yeah, I thought she was dead.
Yeah. She died a couple times.
I'm sorry. They got to bring that back.
What, Lucha Underground?
Yeah.
That is the... They can't... What? I think I read some shit that they got like in trouble and stuff.
There's something that's preventing them from...
Yeah, because they've tried. I thought that was the most raw, wild wrestling.
So let's go back to the first episode. Those are the stories I'd be wanting to hear. I'm like, yo, I wonder why they not bring the business back up.
Yeah, that was, I thought Lucha Underground was the best. Like,
who they gonna have? You got Swerve as the AEW. Well, is over at AEW.
Kill Strike.
Yeah, Kill Shot.
You got the Lucha Bros in WWE now.
I heard a rumor that they are not going as soon as they wanted, and that AEW extended Phoenix's contract. Because he was hurt for a while, as a way to get him to stay.
Gee, golly.
Not that there would ever be any underhanded business happening.
Right?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. And Helico's at AEW?
Yeah, yeah, yep. Mm.
You got Morto's now showing up in AEW? I mean, basically AEW is trying to be Lucha Underground.
They're trying.
They better not try.
Have you seen what they did to Bryan Danielson? Got to tell that with the extension cord choking him out.
Oh, yeah.
And then put the Ziploc bag on his head, bro.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is getting wild.
Well, Hangman put a syringe in Swerve's mouth.
Dude, that was crazy. Like, that's, to me, that's like, that was too much. Like,
I loved it.
Dude, that is, that, oh, man.
Yeah, no, that shit cringe worth, yeah. Or hell, no, that was actually WWE.
That's indie wrestling shit, right?
He curb stomped him almost.
Who was the one? I think it might have been Jeff Hardy. I don't even think this was in AEW when they took the screwdriver.
Yeah. Randy Orton.
Through his, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
I can't watch that one.
He twisted his earlobe all around.
Yep. That shit made me cringe. He ripped that's that tough, gauge man. Out.
Dude. Give me back Randy Orton. That heel.
Oh, yeah.
I love that heel. But that, oh, man, I don't think I could have been able to. Oh, man, that shit is so cringeworthy.
Oh, yeah. So, back to... We keep getting...
Look, sidetracked.
Yeah, it's fun, though, you know, getting sidetracked and going all down the trap. So, we all got Nia, right?
Yep.
I want that. I really do. So, we get to the last match, which I have mixed feelings on it, just because of what it is. We got the Bloodline, Solo and Jacob Fatu against...
Version 2.0.
Bloodline 2.0, sorry. You know, I'm a black and gold original. Against Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Raheem Cody Rhodes
for the culture. True.
You guys don't see him, but I got the fist up.
Right. He's invited to the barbecue.
Always.
Yeah. So, who you got, Ant?
I'm taking the Bloodline. We talked about it a little bit, but I think I don't see Kevin Owens and Randy Orton on the card, so... I think Kevin Owens is going to cause Cody to lose.
I think we get a turn.
Yeah, 100%.
A Kevin turn?
So I think Cody and Roman are going to win because Jacob's actually working for Roman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Man, I've had this like working theory that every time Tama Tonga says, by order of the tribal chief, like he's not talking about Solo. He's talking about
Roman
The Rock.
Oh.
So then when it comes to WrestleMania time.
We're going to have three Bloodlines?
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
Their family Solo, is so big.
Can you imagine like if this whole time Solo is under the impression that he's the guy that's calling all the shots and it ends up being The Rock as the master puppeteer behind it.
The
and
final boss.
Like, dude, you were never in charge.
Right.
I was making it look like you were in charge. He is the final boss.
Yeah, the final boss. That would be some final boss type shit right there.
So then you have that Bloodline, and then Solo has to go and apologize and shake hands with Roman. You know Ooh. What I'm saying? Then you get Solo, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, and Roman against The Rock's Bloodline.
So did you see the... We'll stay on this. Did you see the little debauchery going on with GCW and Zilla Fatu?
Yeah.
So... We got breach of contract or something? Because Zilla supposedly signed with AEW, and then all of a sudden GCW releases a statement, or...
I do not envy Zilla Fatu right now, and because with everything that his family is experiencing and the success they have, like, that dude is the most sought after free agent.
He is.
And again, I've watched some of his matches. I'm sure he is a stud.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between being a stud in the indies and then being WWE ready. Like, yep. Jacob Fatu was ready, and he was also on the independent scene for like 10 years.
Tonga Lo is a good example of that. Sorry, I have to point it out, though.
I love Tonga Lo. When he left NXT, when he was Camacho,
yeah,
and went over to New Japan, I love that he was like teaming with his brother. I love the Gorillas of Destiny over in New Japan. Yeah. They had such a cool vibe. I don't know what's happening right now.
Man, Bosh is everything.
You know what? That's fine.
It's not even like light. Well, no, it's better than what's his name? I can't think of his name. I'm glad I don't remember his name, actually. Manny, you can say it if you want.
Who?
The dude I don't like, black dude. Well, light skin.
Oh, ain't no one hotter than Top Dollar?
Oh.
So I'm pissed that you said it that way. You could have just said Top Dollar, I would have been cool, but you gave him, you did a fucking promo for
special
him.
Special shout out. Shout out to Top Dollar.
Oh, I'm pissed. That was so annoying.
The look on Ant's face, too, when I did it.
That's where we're going. Got it.
Man, at least he ain't trying to jump over the top rope.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
He might throw at bad blood. He might at bad blood.
Well, I hope he don't do it like that. That still pisses me off to this day. I'm like, y'all really let him wrestle? He could have just stayed and did the back scene stuff.
He's gotten promos on your boy. He's part of TNA.
Yeah, I know. Joe Hendry's still the GOAT, so I'm not worried about him there.
Joe Hendry is the GOAT.
Told you. I told you, Manny.
But yeah.
Told you too, Dedrick, if you listen.
I'm taking the bloodline in this one. Jacob Fatu and Solo. I think Solo needs the win, but I think people want to see more of Jacob Fatu.
That means it's a monster.
No, 100%. Like, I'm just amazed by all he can do in the ring. It just seems like this dude don't get tired.
Dude, he's making me look bad. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, he'd make
better step every up time, cardio.
Bro, every time someone, like, I get a kid at a show and it's like, you can do a moonsault? I'm like, not if I don't want to break my neck. I'm good.
Do the Brock Lesnar moonsault?
Yeah.
damn it. That's another one. That's another cringe-worthy moment.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna stick with mine, and I'm going to say Roman and Cody. But if that turn doesn't happen, I think Roman gets the pin, and he looks at Cody, and he just gives him that look like, see?
I'm ready for those two to go back at it, so I wouldn't be upset with that.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready for it, too. I didn't think I would be after Cody won because I didn't know how the storyline was going to line up. But since Roman came back, it's like, oh, everything makes sense again. I don't even know what's about to happen.
Hey, that promo on Georgia Tech said everything I needed to know. Yeah,
that was great.
So that was the first time, and I've always had this argument with people like, really? Like, we've never seen two top guys that were on the same level as like in the same vein as Austin and The Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Attitude Era and then a little after the Attitude Era. I would even say John Cena and Randy Orton, two top guys, but not on that megastar level right now, in my opinion. That's Cody and Roman.
First off, I agree with you on that. I've never seen it where it's like two dudes. Now, I'm not going to say they hate each other in real life, but it's like the storyline gives
they're
you
not
a hate.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they are not friends by any means.
Like, even with Randy and John Cena, that was one I was like, oh, okay, this is just a regular storyline. Two dudes trying to be a top of the business. But it didn't give, like, this this type of theater.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if you heard me say this before. Like, that's the thing I love about wrestling. It's like theater to me. It's like a storyline. I want to know the storylines more than sometimes the wrestling. I just want to see what happens. Like,
I would rather watch, there are times where I'd rather watch the segments and the promos versus the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. And it goes back to, you know, these we'll call them outsiders, being like, you know wrestling's fake, right? Yeah, you know. Everything on TV is mostly fake too, right?
Yeah, I get that a lot, right? Like people are like, so you do that fake wrestling, you do that fake fighting. And I'm like, first of all, I also do real combat sports training. I'll fuck you up.
Right. But, hey, I'll dog walk your ass.
For sure. But also, it's not fake. It is to your point, I wouldn't even say it's theater. We present it in a way that it's a sport. And the thing that I love is like, everyone knows that it's a show, but when you're there, if I'm really good at it, I can make you forget about the show. You don't watch the Avengers movies or any other popular movie and go, well, yeah, Spider-Man's not real. Iron Man's not real.
Right.
You're like, Yeah, that's super cool. That's an awesome scene. I love seeing Iron Man do this or Spider-Man do that. That's what we try to do in pro wrestling.
Yeah, I want to dress up like Iron Man for Halloween. Okay, but you know it's fake, but now you want to dress up like him?
Right.
Hey, low-key, I want to go as the Undertaker for Halloween shit.
Damn, I ain't going to lie. I'm damn near going to make another Black Power Ranger appearance.
That shit was that was dope.
Yeah, but I got to find – yeah, maybe.
Do I need to get the red one then?
Man, I'd rather get like a whole squad if we're going to go that far.
Jason or Rocky, the Red Ranger, the original one.
Oh, man. I might have to.
Jason.
I might have to go back. No.
I'm Jay.
I'm going to recant that. I'll have to go as the White Ranger. The White Ranger. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, maybe I'll get the green. Dude, we about to be some short-ass Power Rangers,
man. They were small anyway. It's fine.
No, but when they transform, they look pretty tall. They grew.
They look huge.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, Rhea Ripley's 5'7", and she looks 6 foot.
Yeah, that's just. Exactly.
So,
that's
right camera angle, I can look 6 foot.
Bet. I'm wearing some Tim's.
There you go.
That is horrible, man.
The Hood Rangers?
Yeah, Hood Rangers. Oh, man, I'm about to say, that's actually the whole
reason. That's it. Yeah,
that's it so far.
So, do you guys think they're going to add? We got a week still. Do you guys think they're going to add any matches?
I think the tag team champions, the other part of the bloodline probably added. Maybe.
See,
maybe.
I was going with.
Have they defended, once, twice?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
I was given the match with Andrade.
Ooh.
Carmelo.
Yeah, Carmelo, and then, damn it, my guy. L.A. Knight.
L.A. Knight.
Yep. Yeah.
I think they announced that's going to be on SmackDown, though.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I love these 5-6 PLEs, these 5 or 6 card PLEs, because now, for guys that grew up in the Attitude Era, like us, like, you had to watch Monday Night Raw or SmackDown because the championships could change on those shows.
Yep.
And then we got away from that. And now, because you have so much limited time on PLEs, like, you have to watch the shows because they can announce championship matches on those shows. And it's not always a guarantee that it doesn't change.
I think that's it. Like, even with Jey Uso winning the other day, I was thinking to myself, I was like, damn, he might lose again. But I was like, he might. Damn, I got to watch it now.
Can't even tell that yet. Or I like, too, that they're bringing back the surprise appearances during the segments and stuff.
Yes.
Like I said, we got that surprise appearance from Stephanie Vacher on NXT, which, hey, if y'all know, WrestleHawks will be at NXT Tuesday, Chicago, October 1st, premiere on the CW. Hey, we might be on TV, bro.
No, I'm definitely going out there shirtless.
I bet you are.
Paints in yellow, NXT, so they're going to think I got a shirt on.
Hey, I'm going out all black, gold chain. Black and gold Jordan.
Are you about to? Hey, I know we're going to Chicago, but damn.
I'm an NXT original, not you. You ain't it.
I never said I was. I'm just going as a civilian.
A civilian? You could be looking like a traffic cone.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Andrew, WrestleHolics. might have heard of us.
Right? So yeah, I got. It's going to be a wild card. I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
I think that's probably – it's going to be one of the best PLEs this year.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, I think, is just because of the – not only because of the match and the card and all the people that are on the card, but if you guys have noticed the press that they're doing for it and the marketing for this PLE, right? Like, it's in Atlanta. Atlanta has deep roots in wrestling.
They got Metro Boomin' and Future.
Yeah.
I just think these promos lately, like the Cody and Roman, that just – that surprised me.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was like, what the hell are they doing at Georgia Tech Field? But, I mean, at one point at the end of the promo, I didn't care where they was at. I was like, yo, that was
– I could have watched a 30-minute movie just with them, kind of, like, having an argument or talking in Georgia Tech.
That, I mean
– I would.
When's the last time we've seen an 8-minute promo?
For sure.
I mean,
back in the day.
I would have grabbed popcorn. I would have grabbed a soda. And if they would have made that 30 minutes, like you were saying, I would have watched every second of that.
Also, one was like, I was like, I wonder what the future looks like for other wrestlers in these type of promos.
Right.
Like, will we get something like that with, like, like, say, Randy Orton again or with someone else?
Oh, could you imagine heel Randy cutting a 20-minute promo?
I think you got, man. But I think to your point, like you guys were talking about, like with pro wrestling, it is a show. And so the one thing that UFC has done really well is stuff like that. If you watch any UFC...
Countdown?
Yeah, UFC Countdown. Like, when they're marketing their big main matches, like, they have video packages that look like that.
Yeah.
Why should we not have those video
UFC
packages?
Embedded. And who owns WWE now?
Exactly.
TKO, Endeavor.
And you went in, and like, you were asking, like, what does that do for other wrestlers? For me as an independent wrestler, like, that tells me, like, that's the bar that's been set. I have to do some pretty cool shit to make sure that the general audience wants to watch my stuff too.
Right.
Right? Like, I got to create some sort of video package that seems really cool, which is something that I try to do.
Right.
That's different than a lot of independent wrestlers.
I don't know. I know a guy.
I've heard.
I'm here, man. So just let me know.
But yeah, I think the culmination of that promo was when he said, Cody steps in this way. He goes, "You're in my way. You're in my way in life."
Yeah. Got me right there.
Good.
I'm right there. I agree. Look, I like us. I agree, Roman. Right. I agree. He is your
way. I was like, damn. Like, this man is trying to accomplish the inevitable. And then he's got this guy just like, you know, flexing his muscle because he's legacy.
Say what's on your mind, man. He kind of glanced at me a little bit.
He's a Nepo baby a little bit. But you know what?
Yes,
you know what
I yes love? And no.
The one thing that I love about that promo is that you can also stand on the other side and say, you know what? Roman was a huge dick to Cody for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And just called him all the things under the sun and talked about his dad and about how he was the son that he wished he had.
Yep.
And then Cody called back and said, remember when I told you, that you would be standing here, a chief with no tribe.
Ugh.
He was right.
Yeah, he
you
was.
Know what I'm saying? And he's like, all the things that you did up to this point got you to the point you're standing by yourself against me holding my championship belt.
Yep. And he Roman did reference, and I'm going to get back my title. He said, this isn't your title.
Which is, that's what we want. As fans, like, we want to see these guys that are larger than life. Again, that Rock Austin, where you're like, man, neither of them are wrong.
Right.
They're both right, and I just want to see these dudes throw down.
So are we going to get a trilogy then? Because we got Rock Austin 3 times. Yes. So is this 3rd year in a row that Roman and Cody headline WrestleMania?
I don't know. I don't think that they wrestle at WrestleMania. I think it either happens before or after. SummerSlam just moved to 2 nights, so maybe it happens at SummerSlam.
Royal Rumble is going to be in Indianapolis.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble will be in Indianapolis. I think that we still have to pay off your story with The Rock.
Yeah,
for both of them, because everyone wants Cody and The Rock to go at it. Can't forget about that.
Oh man.
But I also
that was the most awkward promo.
I also want to see The Rock.
I'm sorry. I just thought about it. That's like, yeah, that was.
Which promo?
Where The Rock was like, can I hold that?
Oh.
I was like, what?
If you don't think, by the way, if you don't think that The Rock is going to be WWE Undisputed Champ one more time.
Yeah, he will be.
Before he retires, it's going to happen.
Just don't bring up The Rock belt.
The People's Belt?
Yeah, the People's Champ. Yeah,
don't bring that belt out no more.
We seen it once before. Back in the day, you know, he had the Brahma Bull belt.
When he was, one time before he got thrown in the river.
Yeah, oh, that was so great.
I loved it.
And then all of a sudden, so who went fishing for that thing?
Yeah, it's a solid question.
Yeah, because that was in the River of Hoboken, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, so someone had to go fishing.
Production.
But I do think that we're going to get another Roman and Cody match. I just don't think it'll happen at WrestleMania.
So let's you know, predict the future. So does The Rock beat Cody for the title? And then we get the full circle, Roman and Rock. And then that's how we get the title back on Roman one last time too?
Man, I don't know, because I don't know how the crowd reacts to that. I think that the crowd would probably be more accepting of a Rock-Roman main event for the championship now than they were a year ago.
Or even when The Rock held up his hand after Royal Rumble.
Well, yeah, that was my boy was at that Royal Rumble, and he said the boos were loud.
Oof.
But I do think that The Rock and Cody probably wrestled before WrestleMania, and he beats him for the championship. Now, do they run it back at WrestleMania? Do they have a triple threat match? If I'm booking that, I'm booking a triple threat match.
Yeah.
Number one, because I want all those guys in that main event match, and it's been a long time since we've had a triple threat for the championship.
Let me take this back before I say. I was going to say I'm not a fan of triple threats. I'm not a fan of it when it's like two or three in one night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
So if it's just one that night, I'm cool with it being that one. But also, if it's going to be a triple threat match, I need it to be a home run.
Yes.
I think that would be a home run, too, because you've got some heavy hitters in all three of them, and they all can wrestle, and they all got chemistry already.
And they understand the crowd. Like, those three guys understand what the crowd is looking for.
Like, I can't even judge The Rock after his last performance at WrestleMania. I'm just like, well, he didn't lose any rust.
Yeah, he didn't lose a step at all.
No, I want to look like that. The Rock's like 50, 3 years old. I'm like, yeah. I got a couple of years until I'm there. But
I'm like, must be nice, man.
Yeah. He moves and, you know, still swift on his feet. And, I mean, just his ring knowledge.
I got to say this one thing. Yo, he going to have to stop hitting Cody with that damn belt. I'm about – yo, I get it. I get you on your role, but you be whipping the shit out of him with that belt.
Like it was like his dad didn't exist. He right. was like, hey, you didn't have a dad. I'll take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't have to do all that.
Left him bloody in the rain, too, after beating his ass.
Bloody in the rain is crazy.
That was, I did not expect that. That was wild. That definitely took me back to watching, you know – Rock and Stone Cold going in the Attitude Era, and the way he was like, "Oh, the end of the show? No fucking way! We're gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep beating his ass." It's like
I loved the fact that he was still whooping his ass after the cameras went off, and then they tried to tell him to cut, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not done."
Yeah,
I know. Cody's like, "Yo, wait, time out, y'all didn't explain."
He's like, "Man, he ruined my Gucci loafers."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, "Oh, Cody was really upset about that."
Oh my gosh, bro. But definitely, man, bro, I appreciate you coming on the pod, man. Definitely great two episodes.
Two great episodes.
Man, sorry, voice, you could not be here.
Shout out to DC.
No, I appreciate you guys having me for sure.
Mike got your replacement, bro. No, I was playing. Anytime
you guys need a guest commentator, I'm in.
All right, bro, definitely. Man, bro, we always say we want people in, but, bro, we all be busy, bro.
I feel that.
Actually, this is the most relaxing podcast like, because I don't got nothing to do afterwards. Right. So.
Hey, I told you moving to Saturdays is pretty smooth.
I give y'all that one. I did not want to move to Saturdays.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Yeah, but I got to rush out of here and get – I ain't going to rush, but I got to watch Batman tonight. Roll Tide. Yeah, whatever.
Who are they starting? Archman?
Oh, Quinn's not playing.
Oh, he's not?
Nope.
All right,
Sark was like, "Yeah, we can't risk the business."
He's gonna transfer.
Let me stop.
Quinn versus Arch, Bama versus Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so this has been the WrestleHolics podcast. Make sure to follow us on all social medias, man. And once again, definitely appreciate you. We're gonna definitely have you back on, man.
Shout out to the Flowing Samoan.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it,
man. So, man, yo, this is the WrestleHolic podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
And you got any?
Appreciate you guys having Anthony Toitelli, the Flowing Samoan, on your podcast.
Oh, man. Definitely appreciate you, bro. The rest of our podcast, we'll get with y'all later.